predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
We're at DEF CON 1. It's DJ's 40th birthday. I was prepping. I've got tissues, a bottle of wine, her favorite ice cream, another bottle of wine, and more ice cream in case she doesn't like the first ice cream. So basically, you use DJ as an excuse to buy yourself two kinds of ice cream. And wine for you. You don't need an excuse for that. Look, it's her 40th. There is no telling how sad and depressed she's gonna be. Hey, everyone, I'm 40! Sweet cheese, she's worse than I thought.
What? I'm fine. In fact, I have been up since 5 a.m. I took back-to-back spin classes, and I finished Tommy's birthday card to me. I even spelled it birthday like he does.
Aren't you, like, a little sad, though? I was really looking forward to some morning wine.
It's great. The vet clinic is booming. My family's healthy. And
you want to marry Steve? You admitted it to Matt in the mayor's office. No takesies backsies.
Oh, I am really regretting telling you guys. But now I know more than ever that Steve is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Nothing like a tranquilizer-induced conversation to get clarity on who your true love is. Happy 40th, Deej. Oh, I hope I look this great when I'm 40.
We're the same age.
Not according to Facebook.
I have a delivery for the most beautiful girl in the world.
Aw, thanks, Steve. But I think you should give those to DJ.
Oh, they're beautiful and my favorite gardenias.
Speaking of favorites, you know how Amazing Race is your favorite show?
Still million-dollar listing, but sure.
Good enough, because today it is girls versus guys in DJ's Amazing Race Birthday Edition.
A competition and an outfit? You know me so well. Ooh, and it's the breathable cotton I like so much.
Oh, yeah, that's pure Pima, organic, locally sourced, hand-picked in small batches.
Is getting through this boring conversation about cotton the first challenge?
Okay, so the race will begin and end here at the house, and if you make it to the end...
Why wouldn't we make it to the end? Are there alligators? Why would you do this to us?
Relax, okay? There's no alligators, but if you make it to the end, I have a surprise for you that's gonna make you love me forever. Okay, I'm gonna go let the guys know the race is on. Don't tell them, but their shirts are like 10% polyester and a little flammable.
Did you pick up on that, Kimmy? I am way ahead of you, Steph.
Pick up on what?
Steve is gonna propose!
What? No, what gave you that idea?
Come on, a surprise at the end of the race that's gonna make you love him forever? What else could it be?
Guys, he's not proposing. It's too soon. And Steve and I are fine. I'm fine. And most of all, I'm 40! Oh, great.
Welcome to DJ's amazing 40th birthday race!
As the captain of this team, I will lead us to victory.
Who named you captain?
I did. It is one of my duties as captain.
It will take unprecedented teamwork to win this race.
Well, us ladies have been a team forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you boys are in for a major butt kicking.
In your dreams, you sweet, adorable mother of my child.
Honey, you need to work on your trash talk.
Okay, inside these envelopes are your first clues. On my signal, open them and let the race begin.
Oh, Deej, I hate to ruin your birthday, but we are gonna win because I'm an amazing racist. Oh, that didn't come out right.
Okay, let's start. DJ's amazing 40th birthday run! Guys.
Oh, it's a stir in the kitchen! Oh, here it is!
You ladies need to get a clue.
Ramona, that's no way to speak to your elders. And DJ is super elderly now.
No, I meant the clues in the box.
Oh, okay. All right. What is this?
We have to create a team name.
Oh, well, that's easy. The She-Wolf Pack.
Ow!
And just like you, DJ, that never gets old.
Okay. Oh, wait. Before you guys run out again, you might want to read the back.
Okay. The name of the next challenge is Here Comes the Ride. Here Comes the Ride? Come on, could Steve be any more obvious about proposing?
Well, he could have called it Here Comes the Proposal.
Guys, it's just the name of the next challenge. Steve is not proposing. Okay, the three of us must ride a tandem bike to the place where I'm the boss.
Oh, where DJ's the boss? This house? Because she's pretty bossy around here.
True, but oh, maybe it's the park. You know how she likes telling people to move along.
Speaking of that, have you ever seen her at the supermarket express lane?
I'm sorry, but if it's 10 items or less, you should be doing the math ahead of time.
Ladies, it's the vet clinic. Just go already. Gentlemen, you are the second team to arrive. Of two. Who waits?
We need to choose a team name.
I suggest Team Fernando.
No, that doesn't work for me.
You're right. Too long. Just Fernando.
Oh, that's great. Let's go. Well, hold up. We should have a name that represents all of us. How about the Dudes?
Listen, surf boy, we're not being the Dudes, the Brohams, or Boys with a Z.
Hey, did you guys ever think that maybe I want to pick the name?
Sure, what do you have?
I'm fine with any of those.
Wait, so Team Fernando.
No, we're gonna go with Boys with a Z.
My name is Easy Money.
All of us? It's the Vet Clinic! What are you doing? Steve wants us to start getting ready for your mom's big surprise.
Hold on. We're teaching Tommy important life skills.
We're teaching him how to blow his first bubble.
What? You can't give Tommy gum. He's way too young.
It's not like we're teaching him how to smoke. On the news, I saw a toddler in Thailand who smokes 3 packs a day and has his own militia.
I find that hard to believe. I mean, the fact that you actually watch the news.
Yes, Max, we all know you have Lester Holt bed sheets.
I have the whole Meet the Press collection.
You are all nuts. But, Tommy, I still need you to spit out the gum.
What are you guys looking at?
Nothing.
Nothing? Can't you see that big wad of gum in his hair?
I can't have gum in my hair before Mom's party. It's gonna ruin her birthday surprise. And I'm her favorite child.
You make it very hard to want to help you.
Dr. Fuller.
Oh, thanks, Janet.
You don't look a day over 42.
Well, I'm 40.
Really? I thought you were 48. I was just being polite. Welcome to your amazing race birthday challenge, for which I am receiving no extra compensation.
Oh, that's terrible. You should tell your boss.
Okay, what's our challenge?
You have to put these 5 pictures of DJ in chronological order.
Oh, well, that's easy. Nobody knows me better than me.
Except your best friend. Step aside, sisters.
You know, I've seen her do this with my mugshots.
Right. 70s, 80s, 90s, zeros, and tens.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah. Nice job, ladies. It's good to see Dr. Fuller's fashion sense has changed over time.
Yeah, thanks, Janet. It has gotten better.
I said changed.
Hey, wait a minute. The picture of you and Steve from prom, remember? That was a surprise.
Just like tonight. Steve is going to surprise you with a proposal.
Please, let it go.
I mean, even if there was going to be a proposal, which there's not, you're ruining it by talking about it, so stop talking about it. Fine. Can we text about it behind your back?
No.
Too late.
It's kind of like the bike rode us.
Boys with a Z in the house.
Featuring Fernando.
Wow, you guys really should have called yourselves Team Fernandon't, because you don't have a chance of winning this race.
Ooh. Okay, well, maybe you should call yourself a really cute girl who's super good at puzzles and just my favorite person in the whole world. I'm trying to trash talk, honey. I just love you so
much.
I
love you too. Okay.
Here's your next clue, ladies. Ooh, okay. Gentlemen.
Let's see what it is. Okay. Get back on your bike and pedal to the place where your father's brother cuts the cheese. Well, that's confusing. Dad cuts the cheese everywhere.
Yeah, but Dad doesn't have a brother.
Wait, I know where to go. Drop some marbles so the guys can't follow us.
Wait. What if they follow the marbles?
Darn it, they've thought of everything. Oh.
Okay, that's 5 minutes. The gum should be frozen by now.
My skull is numb. This must be how you feel all the time.
You're right. He does make it hard to want to help him.
Let's see.
Ow!
Sorry!
Okay, this is not working. What else you got?
I read somewhere that you can cover the gum with peanut butter and scrub it out using an old toothbrush.
Well, right here it says to use baking soda.
Neither of them worked. Not even at the same time.
Do either of you have access to a porcupine carcass?
No, you are not putting roadkill in my hair.
Okay, you guys, we gotta get ready for your mom's birthday surprise. What?
Oh, your father's brother is your uncle.
And the place where you cut the cheese is a sandwich shop, Uncle Monty's. So, Kimmy, how did you figure this out?
I didn't. I was just hungry and wanted a sandwich, but you guys are right.
Hello, Deej.
Hi, Gia.
Happy birthday.
Well, it was.
Welcome to your final challenge of DJ's amazing death race.
That's not what it is. It's my 40th birthday.
Tell me the difference. All right, ladies, for your final challenge, you have to build a sandwich at least 1 foot high using meat and lettuce alone.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
What is Steve's favorite joke?
What's in a honeymoon salad?
Lettuce alone.
You can't have a honeymoon without a proposal.
You can't have a salad without dressing, croutons, and a sprinkling of feta cheese.
A honeymoon? All the clues are adding up. I think you might be right.
I agree. Steve needs a new joke book.
Okay, let's get back to the house.
No, first, we have
have to make the sandwich, win the competition, and then he can propose. Priorities, people. Right up.
Team Fernando has arrived.
Look who's late to the party.
Hey, Big Thumper.
Oh, hey, little bunny.
Hey, lunch in the back of my throat.
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Thumper, big and little. Could we please get our clues so that we don't fall further behind?
All right. You boys better start building a one-foot sandwich, meat, and lettuce alone.
It's the honeymoon salad. Where does Steve come up with this stuff?
All right. Two more slices of bread, and we're at 1 foot.
Ooh, they're almost done. We must hustle.
Done! We win! Not so fast. You must now deliver the sandwich to Steve, and it must be fully intact, 12 inches tall.
Come on, she-wolves, let's bring this thing home.
Right. And literally, because there's no dinner at the house. Out of the way, chumps! Sandwich coming through.
Who are you even talking to? There's no one in our way.
I'm just practicing. You don't carry a giant sandwich in rush hour traffic without attracting chumps along the way.
Hey, you gonna eat that sandwich?
Out of my way, chump!
Gia, Janet, thank you guys so much for your help. I could not have pulled this off without you.
Well, I'm obviously not doing it for the money.
I have a hunch you and I are going to be best friends.
Jimmy, you were right. I never realized the city had so many chumps.
Spoken like someone who's never been on Tinder.
Ladies, you're the first team to arrive.
Yes!
Now let's measure your sandwich and see how you did. Ooh, you are still an eighth of an inch short. You're going to have to go back to Uncle Monty's to complete the task.
Not so fast. There's a reason why I never leave the house without bra baloney. That is exactly why I stopped going to the beach with you.
Congratulations! You are the winners of DJ's amazing 40th birthday race.
We come around first!
No, clearly you have not. And what happened to your sandwich?
We were attacked by pelicans.
That shortcut by the marina may not have been the best idea.
On the upside, we are trending on YouTube. Look up three chumps attacked by birds.
Yeah, you were attacked by birds. What do I win?
I can't wait to see what's gonna make me love you forever.
Just out of curiosity, what would the prize have been if we had won?
Dude, it was a competition for DJ's birthday. In what world were you ever gonna win?
We were never gonna win! Yeah!
Okay, now, if I could have everybody please gather around.
Everybody yes. Wins.
Everybody.
Deej, I've loved you from the first day I laid eyes on you. Nothing brings me more happiness than seeing you happy.
Here it comes. I gotta get this on camera.
DJ Fuller, I wanted to make this a really special day and give you something that you'd always remember. Sorry, I just gotta tie my shoe. Happy birthday, Deej. I give you your kids on the block.
About the proposal. You think?
What do you think?
Well, I can't say that I was expecting that.
Thank you.
Deej. You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. The kids were so adorable. I just feel stupid.
Hey, who hasn't gotten bummed when they thought they were getting proposed to, but instead it was child and animal knockoffs of our favorite boy band?
I just feel foolish for thinking that Steve was going to propose. I mean, that was so sweet and so perfect. It just wasn't what I thought was coming.
Deej, I'm sorry. It's not your fault.
Yeah,
it's Kimmy's. No, but in all seriousness, I am so sorry that we whipped you into such a frenzy.
Yeah, and we ate both of your ice creams. Mm.
And drank half your wine. Okay, fine, all of it. Guys, it's no one's fault. When I walked in here this morning saying I was 40 and happy, I meant it. Proposal or no. And if Steve and I get married one day, that would be really great, but my happiness doesn't depend on it. Well, I couldn't agree more. And we will always be here for you.
We love you, Deej.
Aww, I love you guys.
She-wolf high kick?
She-wolf high kick? Yes.
She's 40!
I pulled something. It's an old cop injury. Let's go get you some of Gia's punch. Come on.
Oh, you guys, that was amazing. Thank you so much for such a wonderful birthday present.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Oh, and for the record, you're the only person I would ever put on a boy band outfit for.
Sorry if Cosmo messed up the choreography. He only showed up to half the rehearsals.
He wanted to be Donnie Wahlberg, but I am clearly the Donnie of this group.
By the way, Max, you and I are going to the barber first thing in the morning to get that gum out of your hair.
Wait, how did you know?
Because I'm your mother. And because Max Fuller is wearing a bandana. This has been such a wonderful birthday. Thank you for everything that you've done.
I'm really glad you feel that way, but it is not quite over yet, okay? I still have one more surprise for you under that sheet.
Oh, it's not Gia and Janet pretending to be Salt and Peppa, is it?
You're gonna find this hard to believe, but it's even better than that.
Oh, a telescope?
You need it to see the real gift. Take a look.
What am I looking at?
Okay, so you see that cluster of stars? The bright one right in the center is now officially known as Steej.
Oh, we're a star.
So now no matter what happens here on Earth, that'll be there forever, like my love for you.
This was perfect. Thank you for making my 40th a day. I will never forget.